Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
Jerry Rico.
I think that might be me down the line.
Okay, hold on one second.
No, it's not me.
What was your name again, sir? I just didn't hear you.
Jerry Rico.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing, sir.
Sir, could you state your name and ABC number for the record?
Jerry Rico, 305571.
Okay, you're bringing four errors on board with the empty 22 today. I'm going to introduce the board members who will be hearing your case. My name is David Neal. I'm the panel chair. To my right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. To his right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is the board chairman. To his right is the Honorable Luke Harris, and to his right is the Honorable Gail Whitenhouse. Also in the room is Mr. Brady from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also be representing the full office. Okay, prior to hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing, and on that form, it notified you of some of your rights. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It informs you of your right to hire an attorney at your own expense to represent you today, or you can represent yourself. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
Myself.
Alrighty. I need to swear you with Mr. Brady, huh? So, do you solemnly swear to tell truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Brady.
I do.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. Phase one, you will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We'll start with phase one. What I will do is I will read the allegation on your warrant. And I'm going to ask you if it is true or false. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
You have one allegation on the warrant, and that is the violation of the Arizona Condition of Supervision number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day of your release on 8/17/2017 from Decatur at Pima County Jail. The offender's whereabouts were unknown, so he was an absconder from supervision. So is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you. Based on admissions of Mr. Rico, I find Mr. Rico was a victim, as he violated the term condition of his supervision, and that may have lapsed, or was about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Stuck.
Agreed.
All righty, sir. We're going to move on to phase two of your hearing now, and before we do that, Mr. Brady is going to give us some more information. So stand by.
Mr. Rico was sentenced on 10/12/17 to a new felony theft of means of transportation, receiving 1.5 years.
He cannot be released because of a new felony. We would just make a motion that we will revoke his community supervision because of the new felony.
All right, sir. that you have the conviction of municipality and we can't release you anyway, so I'm gonna move at this time to revoke your community supervision as you were the winner, violating terms of vision and supervision and then act or without the act in criminal ways or company, and also had lapsed in criminal ways with a notice from the division.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, so we have a revoked community supervision. It's not making on our part really, but because you had a new conviction, we can't release you anyway. So we do wish you luck, and we're gonna program you and try to keep yourself out of trouble, and hopefully we won't see you the next time you come out on community supervision. Okay?
Alright.
Can you put the phone back to the CO3, please?
Yes, sir.
Don't hang it up. Oh, just hung it up.